Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, I received a call from this number.
Oh, yes, thank you for calling us back. My name is Miguel, and we were calling you about a credit inquiry that you did for a mortgage transaction.
Yes,
Ms. Taylor, that's what we were calling you, so we can provide you with our numbers. That way you can compare them to your current offer. That way you can, like I said, so you can compare them and have different options. Taylor,
okay, who are you with?
Contour Mortgage, based out of New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes, and that's what we were calling you, so you can see our numbers, because we do have some of the best rates. Would you like to hear our numbers real quick? In less than 3 minutes, I'm going to have a licensed agent provide you with those numbers.
Sure.
Okay, give me one quick second so I can get them on the line. And I will also stay on the line with you to introduce you to the agent, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Taylor, just make sure you ask the agent any question that you have.
Good afternoon, this is Frank Prado.
Hello, sir. I have Ms. Taylor on the line, and she would like to hear the numbers that Contour can put together for her. She's on the line with you. Can you take it from here?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you two have a good rest of the day, Ms. Taylor.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Ms. Taylor. Good afternoon. This is Frank over at Contour Mortgage. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking our call. So it looks like you live over in New Jersey. Are you looking to purchase a property?
Yes.
Okay. Are you working with a realtor currently? Have you been out looking at anything yet, or you wanted to just sort of firm up the purchase pre-approval before you go out?
No, we're just starting the process.
Okay. So I'm assuming you just had your credit run, which is how we got your information. And my job is to go through and see what we can do to offer some better terms and rates for you while you start your search. So do you have a few minutes? I can just go through some information with you?
A few.
Okay. So to be able to give you an actual offer here,
Go ahead.
Okay, so I see you're living at Shell Court in Hillsborough currently?
Yes.
Okay, will this be first-time home buying? This is the first time you're buying a property?
Yes.
Okay, and who else is going on the title? Are you doing this by yourself or any other co-signers?
No, I'll have another co-signer.
Okay, how are they related to you, the new?
My fiancé.
Okay, and he's aware that you're going through the pre-approval process. Did he give his information to the prior company to have the credits run and the income reviewed?
Not yet, no. Again, I literally was just looking at it, and they called.
Okay, well, it's always a good idea to gather as much information as you can so you can better judge what you qualify for and where you're looking. Are you looking to stay in New Jersey?
Yes, we're looking at the Somerset County.
So that's the way I'll set it up.
Okay. And you're looking for one family properties?
Yes.
Okay. You open to any condos or townhomes, or it definitely has to be a freestanding one family?
No, we're open to condos and townhomes as well.
Okay. Just so when we work some numbers, we can look into that. Do you have an active email address for me that I could just take down?
Yes, it's Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, period, L-A-R-E-E, at gmail.com.
You said L-A-R-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. What is your fiancé's first name?
Elijah.
E-L-I?
Yes. E-L-I-J-A-H.
And what's his last name?
Mims. M-I-M-S.
Okay. And you both live at the same address? Is he living with you at Shell Court?
Yes.
Okay. How much total cash do you guys have saved to use for the purchase? Like down payment, closing cost money, gift money. How much do you think you could get together for the purchase?
We're looking at $20,000.
Total cash?
Yes.
Okay. And are you both currently working?
We are first-time homeowners. We are interested in the homeowners' rates as well as the programs that help with down payment assistance.
Okay. And we'll look for some programs that have the lowest down payment as well, too.
Yes.
To help you with the money. You both working currently?
Sorry?
Do you both work?
No, I don't work. He works.
Okay. So you're going to go on the title to the property, and we're going to use his pay stubs and income?
Yes.
Okay. What does Mr. Mims do for a living?
He owns his own company.
What type of company?
Oh, they own a non-emergency ambulatory business.
Okay. Any idea what he shows as far as income each year?
Not off the top of my head, but I believe he told me it's about 90.
That's the net number or the gross number before taxes, like in write-offs?
I believe it's the gross before taxes.
Okay. When the other company ran the credit, any idea where his credit score was?
Yeah, he's in the high sevens.
Okay. All right. Did he happen to leave, or do you know offhand his date of birth for the soft credit pull?
He didn't give it, no.
Right, I'm going to send an email to your Gmail account with a couple of items that I'll need to put some information together for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty good with the email. When you see him later, you think he'll be able to maybe give you some paperwork that you could send back to me that I can review some numbers, because the net figures are really what we're going to need to get you qualified. So I'm going to need to see how much he shows per year before we really do anything and run the credits.
Okay. Yeah. No, we haven't. Yeah. Again, we're not really starting the process until sometime next year, because we're looking to move and get everything finished by September of next year. I was just interested in kind of starting it. I do understand, you know, the earlier we start, the better and all that, but it's the end of the year, so we're running a little bit.
Well, just ask him. It might be a good idea to look at some numbers now and sort of plan out a strategy for when he files his next tax return,
because
that may help you qualify for the mortgage going forward.
Right.
So no harm, won't cost you anything, but at least we can review the numbers and see what's what for early next year.
Okay, and then what exactly? You said you're going to send it to me via email, right?
I'm going to send the email in a little bit to the Gmail account. I'll also text you my card so you know you have all my contact information. And then after you speak with him, if he can maybe give you some papers to scan back to me, I'll take the next step and I'll sort of dig in and review the credit with you, review the income, and see what we can do to get you pre-approved, or at least plan out what we need to do to get you pre-approved.
Got it. And then for pre-approval, I know I guess it probably depends on how much we make and all that good stuff, but what does it look like, the market right now? Like the typical houses or townhomes or condos that you see, how much are they going for?
Not super familiar with the area there. I want to get you to a number, and then we can circle back to the sale prices and the taxes and see if I can get you qualified for it. We can do a little research too on the real estate side and see what's available.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Go check your email in probably about a half an hour. I'll send over some information, and I will text you my business card.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.